I used to work at a mall's pet store. Used to. I was a sophomore in high school, so most places wouldn't dare hire me, and I ended up having to work for this weird family that owned a pet store. They looked normal, a man and a woman in their 50s, and their son Jake. But they just seemed too eager to be hiring a little high school girl with no experience. Whatever. Job's a job, right? Thank you so much. I'm gonna love working here. Such a dumb little girl I was. Things were fine at first, but they started making strange demands. They first didn't allow me to wear my own clothes because they weren't right for the store, so the mom went ahead and picked up some outfits for me. Short, slutty skirts. Tight spandex shorts barely covering my ass, and leggings with the thinnest material you can imagine. I'll admit my ass looked insane in those things, a big, round, juicy teen ass. Eventually, they had me wearing black and pink cat ears and a black collar to fit the theme of the store. Like I said, a job's a job, and they offered me extra if I could lure more customers in. So I'd go into the puppy pen on all fours to play with the dogs, wiggling my milk-white ass so it would ripple in my leggings. If I arched my back far enough, you'd get a nice view of my thong, if I was even wearing one. Naturally, a crowd of men would form outside, and we'd charge them $5 a piece to get inside for a better look at the pets, or should I say, pet. Weeks went by, and during closing hours, it would just be me and their son. He wasn't creepy per se, but maybe a bit off. I mean, he was good looking, sure, but the way he looked at me made me feel so vulnerable, like he wanted to hold me down and take me from behind when I least expected it. And maybe I wanted that too. But beside that, he had this scary dog that he refused to sell, so it took up space in the back. It didn't bark or growl at me, but it was huge in every way. Its dick was red, veiny, and hungry looking, with a constant shiny speck of fluid at the tip. I shouldn't have accepted the drink he gave me. I woke up with my ankles and wrists tied, wearing nothing but my kitten ears, my collar, and a tiny black thong that didn't even cover my pussy lips. I turned my head to see Jake and his dog standing behind me. "Jake, you're fucking crazy. Let me go now, or I swear you'll never see the outside of a cell for the rest of your life." He started pulling my underwear down. I tried to hold back tears, but a few came out, and I was getting desperate. "Please, if you wanted to sleep with me, you could have just asked me out." "What are you doing? Get away from me." The dog started licking all around my ass and pussy. "Please, stop." Meanwhile, Jake took his cock out and set it on my lips. The head was big, red, and slimy with pre-cum. He slid it in and around my lips, lubricating and covering them in his scent. "Get it nice and wet, slut," he told me. "I'm not a slut," I said, but I started sucking him anyways. "Who's my bitch?" he asked. "I am." I felt the dog fidgeting around behind me, but I couldn't look with Jake's cock down my throat. Before I knew it, I was getting spit roasted by them. Oh, fuck. He's splitting me in half. I don't know what came over me, but I started to like it. Take it. Take my little pussy. Fuck. Make me your bitch. I'm your slutty little sex kitten. Eventually, the dog got inside the wrong hole. Ah, not my ass. Don't let him in. Too late. Ow. It hurts. But it was so, so good. I looked up at Jake and opened my mouth wide for him to take my mouth again. Do you like my throat, Master? Is it good enough for you? He smirked, kissed my forehead, and switched positions with his dog. Jake's dick stretched me out even wider. I felt my pussy gripping and swallowing every inch. You want your cock sucked, doggy? Such a lucky boy you are. Fucking this fat teenage butt and her soft pink lips. Make me your doggy whore, you puppy slut. Fuck your pet high schooler's mouth. I took him into my throat so he could come directly into my stomach, and I wouldn't spill any. When the dog was finished, Jake sat me on my knees and started jacking off, his throbbing cock over my head. Give your kitten her milk. I want all your creamy cum. Put me in my fucking place. He came so hard that some spilled on the floor. I leaned down with my wrists still tied and slurped up every last drop. He pet my head, played with my hair, and I admit I liked the affection. He kissed me and said, "You're mine now. That is, unless you want your friends and family to know about this little incident." Looking over to the side, I saw a camera filming me. He told me he wouldn't show anyone, but in return, I'd have to be he and his dog's personal sex pet for the rest of the year. Well, a job's a job.